Welcome to Cookbook Club. We are home cooks from Portland, Oregon.
I'm Sarah Gray.
And I'm Renee Wilkinson.
Every other episode of Cookbook Club will be focused not on a cookbook, but a cooking topic. Today, things on buns. I have a feeling this is going to bring up the classic question of whether a hot dog is indeed a sandwich.
Wow. I mean, it could.
The
it
age-old
could be.
Question.
It could be.
It could be.
I love this concept of things on buns because it feels kind of freeing to me.
Okay.
When it comes to like weeknight meal plans.
Sure.
For a while, I had this meal plan where it was like a meal framework, sort of.
Yeah.
Where instead of like recipes, it was like Monday is going to be a soup night, and then Tuesday is going to be a pasta night, and Wednesday is going to be a breakfast for dinner night, and Thursday is a things on buns night.
I love that.
And then you could kind of pick up what recipes look interesting that fit into those categories, or you can make your like tried and true things that you know that everybody's going to like on those nights.
That's a great strategy. So over the time that you were having a things on buns night, you probably made a lot of things on buns.
There were so many things on buns, you guys. And once you open your mind to the category, that being a category of things on buns, you will be surprised how many things you can put on buns.
How many times will we say buns in this?
Oh, I'm so excited to.
I love it.
Buns all day.
Buns all day. And there's so many kinds of buns.
Yeah. Should we start there?
Yeah. Let's start with buns.
Okay.
So, you know, I like to bake bread. So does Renee. King Arthur Flour has a really great hamburger bun recipe. Sort of a classic.
Mm-hmm. It's on their website and you can make it in one day.
Yeah. It's great. Another bun that takes just a little bit more effort, but is so, so utterly delicious is a milk bread bun.
Ooh, that would be good.
Yeah. So if the book Mooncakes and Milk Bread by Christina Cho is a definite great resource on this. There are lots of milk bread recipes out there. But the thing I love about this book is that she gives you lots of different options for like how to make it. So like you can make buns or rolls. And then she has like lots of like specialty things, which are kind of fun.
That sounds good.
Highly recommend that book.
Okay. I've made the King Arthur Flour one. That's usually my go-to recipe because it calls for instant yeast.
Yeah.
And so it's very, I feel like maybe the whole thing start to finish is 3 hours, but it's like hands-off time.
Yeah.
Like you just let it rise for 45 minutes
Easy.
And then you shape them. Then you let it rise for another hour and then it goes in the oven.
Sure. Another thought too is you can also make your own English muffins. Which
Ooh.
Are very easy to make. And then you could make sort of like a breakfast sandwich riff on a thing on a bun.
Yes. That is
right there in the category.
That is one of my things on buns that is in the not, you know, dinner category.
Yeah.
So I think maybe, I don't remember if I was like pregnant with a child or if I had how many of my children I had birthed at that point. But I got into a kick once of like, oh my God, I'm not going to have time to feed myself
right.
with this many babies in my life.
Sure.
And so, which by the way, like, it's not like I had all three at one time. Like I just had like three babies in the house,
right.
but it's just, you know, I was thinking of it the other day from the ages of 39.
Okay.
I was either pregnant or nursing.
Holy cow.
That's a lot. But like, if you have three kids, that's like, you know, you're pregnant for nine months and then
that's
you're nursing
your
for
life.
However long.
Yeah.
And it was a long time, guys. So at one point I went deep down this rabbit hole of like things on buns and I applied it to breakfast. So I made a bunch of breakfast sandwiches.
Brilliant.
Using English muffins. I fried up like a whole bunch of bulk breakfast sausage that I just pressed into patties.
Great.
So I browned those. I put like back when I could have dairy, I would put a slice of cheese on it and then assemble all of them and then wrapped them individually in plastic and then put them in a freezer bag.
Brilliant.
So that I could just pull one out, you know, every day.
Yeah.
And then that would be my breakfast.
And did you microwave it?
Yeah. Or put it in the toaster oven.
Sure. Yeah.
If you, the best
I feel
thing.
Like you could wrap it in foil and then you don't have to worry about the plastic melting on you.
Yeah. I don't really like using the microwave because I feel like it changes the structure of bread.
Yeah.
But yeah, what I would do is pull it out, put it in the fridge, let it thaw overnight.
Right.
And
sure.
then the next morning put it in the toaster oven.
That's so smart.
But wrapping it in foil would have been way smarter.
Yeah, well.
Anyways.
You were highly taxed at that time in your life.
Yeah. Also, that poor, like, I wish I could go back to myself when I was trying so hard in those years and be like, you know what? Don't worry about it. Just eat oatmeal.
Yeah.
Like, it's not worth the effort.
Right.
But for you, if you're not as stretched as I was, it could be perhaps worth the effort.
Yeah. My go-to English muffin recipe, if I didn't say this already, is also from King Arthur Flour.
Oh,
they
okay.
have a great one. Yeah.
I haven't made that one before.
And I love an English muffin, like, you can make it on the griddle, which mm-hmm. is kind of fun. I don't know. I use my electric griddle for it, and then it's easy.
That's
cool.
You
can do it in big batches.
I feel like I've seen them do that in the Great British Bake Off.
Yeah.
But I've never made an English muffin before, but I bet my kids would really like that.
Totally. Or also, asterisk to all of this, you can just buy some freaking buns at the grocery store.
Yeah, totally.
You don't have to make your own buns, but if you want to.
Yes.
If you enjoy making bread like we do.
We are here to give you recipes.
Yes.
But we are also here to be real yes. about real life.
Yes, exactly.
Speaking of like keeping things real and easy.
Yeah.
You can go buy those store-bought buns. You can also, if you're at Trader Joe's, don't get the buns there because their bread products are gross and often moldy by the time you get them the shopping cart into the back of your car. Like, we joke that we drive home from Trader Joe's and the bread is already moldy that time. Gross. Have you had that experience?
I have not bought much bread there. I don't shop at Trader Joe's on a regular basis.
Okay. I just don't like their bread products. I think it takes too long for them to get them from their distribution center to the store. And
so
like,
they're not fresh anymore.
No. Anyway, so don't get your buns there, but buy the buns, keep them in your freezer.
Yeah.
Then go to Trader Joe's and buy their already cooked breaded chicken in the frozen aisle.
Okay.
And then you can have a fried chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Which my kid, I have one kid, he loves that chicken so much.
Okay.
And he loves putting barbecue sauce on everything. He's in kindergarten.
Yeah.
I think this will maybe change over time.
Sure.
But for him, that's like his dream come true,
but
things on buns.
But he's upgraded, right? Because wasn't he like a real heavy ketchup guy for a long time?
Yeah.
But he's graduated to barbecue sauce?
Yes. But
that's more complex.
My other kid is still on team ketchup with pretty much almost everything. But he's eight, so he's kind of aging out of that. But Fox is my youngest, and I'm just happy that he's eating.
Yeah.
That's three different things.
Totally.
That he's eating.
He's doing great.
A bun, breaded chicken, and barbecue sauce.
Brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very smart sandwich.
You can also do meatball subs for like dinner or for lunch. But I mean, I'm not making that for lunch, but we're having that for dinner. And you can make delicious meatballs like the Rouse meatballs, which are the best meatball.
They're so good.
Or you can buy those from the frozen section and...
If you make your own meatball subs, do you make the meatballs bigger than you would like if you're serving them with pasta?
No.
Okay.
But I think that's a size preference thing.
That's
like
personal.
I don't want to have to, this is like, how can I even say this without this sounding so dirty? But I don't want to have to try to fit that in my mouth. Oh, we've come there. That's another, I'm just going to stop.
Yep. Good. We had to get here eventually.
My eyes are so watery and my face is so red, you guys. There was just a slew of sexual innuendos there.
That's very funny. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Or you could buy store-bought buns and buy Impossible Burgers.
Oh, yeah.
So for a minute, Costco sold those when I first became a Costco member before I fell out of love with Costco.
Yeah.
Because they have not carried them since.
Interesting.
They only carried the Beyond Burger.
Oh, okay.
Which is the more inferior burger.
Is it? I have not had either of them.
Why? Is it gross you out that it tastes like meat?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know some vegetarians like that.
Yeah.
But you're not vegetarian. But I mean, you were vegan for a long time.
Yeah,
so
totally.
I can see.
I have sort of a vegetarian sensibility, even though I eat meat now.
Uh-huh.
Fake meat kind of grosses me out.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it doesn't gross other people out, and if you think that an Impossible Burger couldn't possibly actually taste like a meat burger, you should go get an Impossible Burger.
I have tried them before. I've had the sample at Costco
mm-hmm.
and they're fine, but I just don't really want to eat them for dinner.
Well, they're one of our emergency foods.
Yeah.
So we have this concept in our house of emergency foods. I don't want to be eating frozen pre-made food often, but I also work and so does my partner and we have
things come
kids.
Up all the time.
Yeah. And even if we didn't have kids and even if we didn't work, sometimes whatever your life is, situation is, sometimes you need emergency food, shit hit the fan. Right. It was unexpected.
I'm not going to have time to cook dinner.
Tonight.
Yeah.
And so we can reach in the freezer and grab those things and
it's
great. And
keeps you from fast food or whatever else is going to be the emergency solution.
Yeah.
Totally.
Or skipping a meal or God forbid eating bad food.
Right.
Let's save ourselves from that.
Right. Right.
So those are kind of the quick, off the shelf ways that you can do things on buns.
Yeah.
But there's a whole world of other recipes and things for
dig in a lot deeper.
Yeah. So one thing that I like, and everybody seems like they have a good recipe for this, is some sort of carnitas meat or pulled pork situation.
Sure. A shredded meat.
Yeah. You can put that on a bun.
Totally.
It also makes it more exciting, I think, for kids sometimes. And if they're not great at using their utensils anyways, which mine are two of the three are not.
Right.
It just is a little bit less messy too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I like the framework
for that.
Something
I used to do a long time ago that I haven't done for a long time, but that reminded me of, is put chicken breasts or thighs in the crock pot with a can of green chilies.
Uh-huh.
And then just let them go all day. And then you can shred it up at the end of the day. It's like kind of like a chicken chili verde. And that would probably be good on a bun too.
And you have a great way of shredding the chicken.
I do. So I saw this hack somewhere. I can't remember now where. But you can shred chicken in your stand mixer with the paddle attachment.
That's so awesome.
Just throw it in there and turn it on for like 30 seconds and it just shreds it right up.
That's great.
So you don't have to get out your two forks and like scrape. Yeah.
Well, another thing that you could do with that chicken is then mix in barbecue sauce, store-bought, or I know that you like the barbecue sauce from Small Victories.
The molasses barbecue sauce. It's fantastic.
So if you like mixed that with the chicken, then you have a very easy peasy like barbecue chicken burger.
Yeah.
Which that sounds delicious.
Yeah. So good.
Back to the pulled pork thing in Smitten Kitchen Keepers. There's a crispy oven pulled pork recipe that looks really good. I haven't made it yet, but that would be one that I think would work really well in a sandwich.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
Why don't we take a quick break?
Yeah.
Stay tuned
we'll
for more things on buns.
Dropcloth Samplers is a line of hand-drawn embroidery samplers, printed and ready for you to jump in and start stitching right away. Each pattern is hand-drawn by Rebecca Ringquist in her Portland, Oregon studio and printed for you to embroider with your own color and thread choices, like coloring book pages, but for embroidery. And with Rebecca's custom classes on Creative Bug, she can be there to guide you every step of the way. You can find Dropcloth Samplers on Instagram at dropcloth or online at dropclothsamplers.com.
Okay.
All right.
Welcome back. Do you want to stay on the shredded meat train for
yeah, do you
few
have more
stops?
shredded meat to talk about?
Yeah, so I'm into Sloppy Joe's, Sloppy Jane's,
yeah,
which is sometimes what people call it when it's like a veggie version.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Yeah, so there's did you grow up eating Sloppy Joe's?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, it's a very like budget friendly meal, so that might be why we had it a lot growing up, because it's just like ground meat. And then my mom used to buy those like packets. I feel like they've sold like those McCormick spice companies would sell these like packets
you
where you just add water or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so I feel like they had a Sloppy Joe one, but maybe this is because that's what it was like in the 80s and maybe they don't sell that anymore. Anyways, we had Sloppy Joe's a lot growing up. So it's kind of like a comfort food to me, but I don't really want to eat that all the time.
Yeah.
For my kid who has PKU, there's a woman, Brenda Winarski, who has a website called Cook for Love. And she has a recipe in there for a Sloppy Jane, which is like you end up with the same kind of like tangy barbecue-y filling for a burger, but it's vegetable based.
What's
and so
in it?
It's like eggplant and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah. And mushroom, I think.
Yeah, but it's the same seasoning.
But similar seasoning. What I love about it, though, is that you can set some aside for your, you know, if you happen to have someone with PKU in your house, which is one out of 18,000 people.
Right.
That works great for them and it's delicious. And then for the meat eaters, you can then turn in some ground cooked meat.
Oh, okay.
And so I like that because it's you're not just eating like just meat with your burger.
Right.
Like you're also getting some vegetables like the flavor is more interesting.
That's great.
Yeah. We used to make that recipe a whole lot. And then I'm kind of into using jackfruit to make Sloppy Joe's now, too.
Totally.
Because jackfruit is such a cool, like versatile vegetable that takes on, it has like the texture kind of like a pulled pork, but the flavor is fairly neutral if you can get like the brininess out of it. If you buy like a jackfruit in brine, but you can also find jackfruit in water and then it doesn't have the briny flavor.
Yeah.
But if you like rinse it super, super well and then shred it with your hands first, like kind of mash it up and then saute it in some oil to kind of like get some crispy flavor in there and then mix in the barbecue-y type thing. And then I will sometimes finish it under the broiler too, which
get those crisp edges.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds really delicious.
It is a popular one in our house.
Yeah. Yummy.
Well, the biggest category of things on buns are burgers.
Of course. Yes.
Do you have a go-to burger?
I do. I really like this turkey burger from this Oprah cookbook. Have we talked about this turkey burger before? The book is called Food, Health, and Happiness, and it's an Oprah Winfrey cookbook. And I like learned about this randomly from Mindy Kaling's Instagram.
Oh.
It's just so random because she was making it at some point. So It's got like a mango chutney and it's got like green onions and like there's all kinds of flavor like blended into the turkey mixture. And so it makes it like a little moister because turkey is so lean. Mm-hmm. But also it's just like a really great flavor.
That sounds
so
great.
I love that turkey burger out of that book. That's probably like my go-to burger. I mean, when I do a beef burger, I generally just do like meat with salt. Uh-huh. Like, I don't add a lot of other stuff to it.
Okay.
Yeah. How about you? Do you have a go-to burger?
I feel like I don't make just like a beef, like a plain beef burger very often. I have made a lot of veggie burgers. And so there's a couple that I'll shout out. One is the Ultimate Veggie Burger by Melissa Clark on the New York Times.
Okay.
That's like a really highly rated recipe. It's a project recipe
okay.
with a lot of ingredients.
Okay.
So it has a combination of extra firm tofu. There's some mushrooms. There's some beans, but it's not like just beany.
It's not a bean burger.
Some nuts, some breadcrumbs.
Wow.
It's a complicated recipe, but...
But it sounds like it's probably delicious.
Yeah, and she talks about in the head note, like... How, like, what we want the ultimate veggie burger to be, which is like not mushy.
Right.
You know, and so putting in enough things where it's like still going to absorb like the smokiness and stuff of a grill, but it's not going to get gooey.
Sure.
I also like that it's not just a bean burger. You know, I feel like I've had a lot of bean burgers in my life.
Totally.
The other recipe I wanted to mention is that Jamie Oliver has a vegetarian black bean burger on the New York Times also. That's
okay.
another like pretty highly rated veggie burger recipe. You probably ate like tons of veggie burgers.
So many veggie burgers.
A little bit.
I did not, at the time when I was eating a lot of veggie burgers, I was not cooking as much. So I can't say that I made a ton of, like I made some bean burgers, but like I never did like a big project one. I mean, I ate a lot of like garden burgers and mm-hmm. Boca burgers were like the thing when, this like tells you the era that I was a vegetarian and then a vegan in. But I think they're fine. They're not usually great is the bummer about it, but I'd love to try these ones. We in Cookbook Club at one point I was thinking about like dedicating a summer to like finding my dream veggie burger, like just trying out all the recipes, and I haven't yet found the time to try that. Maybe this is the summer of the veggie burger.
That would be a good future episode.
I like it. Yeah.
I guess that's partly why the Things on Buns is like a great weeknight option, because there are kind of almost endless options for store-bought things that you can use, and then you can just sort of assemble.
Right.
Like you can make things from scratch too, which is great. And if you're one of those like go-getters who wants to make a big batch of it and like freeze them in individual patties and stuff, that can certainly make it faster for a weeknight.
Sure.
To do all that work up front on a weekend. But because I think about like the Dr. Prager's ones, like those ones are pretty good.
They're pretty good.
And
I
guess I'm kind of at a period in my life where I don't really want to eat like a hamburger burger anymore, because it just feels
like a little
bit
boring and
feels
it's
like
so
kind
heavy.
Of a waste of the meat.
Right.
I don't know.
Totally. Yeah.
Like think about how much work goes into like a cow.
Totally.
You know,
but here's another thing that you could make into a burger, which is that there's these salmon cakes in Julia Tertian's Simply Julia, which I think are awesome. It's like a ricotta salmon cake. So you use canned salmon and ricotta and then crunched up sour cream and onion potato chips.
Oh.
And you make like a patty out of them. And she means for them to be small, but I think you can make an awesome salmon burger out of that mixture. Just make them a little bit bigger.
Does it have an egg in it to help hold it together?
No, the ricotta holds it together.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great.
That would be, I think, a really yummy salmon burger. And the chips in it like really adds like a very savory, like salty punch to it. And they have Old Bay in them too.
Oh, that sounds
so
great.
Good. Like with some crunchy iceberg.
Gosh. Julia Tertian, she just knocks it out of the park.
She's
amazing.
I know.
She has a series. If you don't follow her on Instagram, you should. But she has like weekly, I think, Sunday cooking classes that are virtual, that she's got like
they
a sliding
cool.
scale. And she'll post these sort of teasers for it where it's like she loves to diagram. And I just like love diagrams, too. She'll just like diagram out like, you know, 5 days of the week. Like, here's all the combinations of flavor things that you can do to
totally.
Like make a meal.
Breaking things down into a formula.
Yeah. And she'll
so
have
helpful.
The recipes, I feel like, for her cooking classes are often like, you're going to do this to make this one meal. meal, but right. then later in the week, you're going to be able to like use these different things to make all of these other meals.
So smart.
Yeah. She's a really,
she's
I can't,
great. I know.
I can't wait for her like next cookbook and like just to see what she does over the next like 10 years.
Totally.
She also, speaking of Julia Tertian, in her book, Small Victories, she has a recipe for homemade merguez with herby yogurt.
Yeah, I love that recipe.
It's another thing on a bun, Sarah.
And she talks there about how the Small Victory is realizing that sausage is just like seasoned, heavily seasoned meat.
Yeah.
And so then once you put that together, you're like, well, you could season meat in any given way.
Yeah.
You know, you can use lamb and season it with this like merguez. And then she's got variations too. So, I mean, that's like four sort of burger situations that you could come up with.
Yeah.
It would be delicious.
I mean, yeah, she has at the back of that recipe, she has all of these spinoffs.
Yeah.
And one of them is a chicken, apple, maple breakfast sausage patty.
Yum.
So there's another thing on a bun.
Yeah.
Spicy pork sausage patty. But she talks about how you can make this into a merguez burger.
Yeah.
And basically you're just taking that mixture and like, instead of these little patties, you're just making like big, like
yeah,
four big burger patties.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she talks about how you can serve it in pita also. So like buns could be a lot of different things.
Sure.
So
yeah.
I think that's a great.
But like you do that chicken, apple, maple breakfast sausage patty. You do it on an English muffin with an egg.
Yeah. Wouldn't we all just want to like get together for breakfast and
yeah,
do that?
Totally. I love that.
Oh, one aspirational recipe that I want to shout out that
yeah.
I have not made yet because I'm intimidated and want the time to focus on it.
Yeah.
Also from the New York Times. This is a recipe from Brooks Headley, adapted by Alexa Weeble. And the recipe is called the Superiority Burgers Crispy Fried Tofu Sandwich.
Yum.
Have you seen this recipe before?
I don't think I've seen it. No.
It's pretty impressive. So it's adapted from the cookbook, Superiority Burger Cookbook, which came out in 2018. And it uses extra firm tofu that's pressed, marinated, breaded, and fried
Ooh.
To make the tofu fried tofu sandwich.
Okay.
So this is a vegetarian restaurant in New York City. And so they adapted the recipe for the New York Times.
Yeah.
It calls for you marinate the tofu in pickle juice.
Ooh.
Which is kind of cray cray.
I love that.
Yeah, there's a couple different also ingredients, including goju jarro, and then you fry it. So you make this like basically seasoned flour mixture
okay.
that you then fry
Bread
it in.
It and fry it.
But I just don't really love like frying things in general at
yeah.
home. It just feels like a messy project.
And it feels like always such a waste of oil to me.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although it's usually not like the world's best oil.
Yeah.
But yeah, I kind of haven't made it yet because I think no one in my house is going to like it
right.
except me.
And if you've gone to all that effort, there's nothing worse than you go to the effort and then nobody eats anything.
I was saying recently how I'm having a love affair with meringues.
Yeah.
I think I'm also having a love affair with crispy tofu.
Okay.
I'm just like really into crispy tofu.
Yeah.
I'm very like crispy tofu curious.
Yeah.
We have made some really awesome crispy tofu recipes from our cookbook club.
Yeah.
Including that Korean cookbook that we made
that tofu.
What was the name
from
of the book?
Mongchi's.
Yes.
Korean cookbook.
Yeah. It was so good. And so to have that texture and crispiness in a burger seems
yeah,
really fun.
That would be really good.
So this is on my list, I guess, for this summer.
Amazing. Let me know how it turns out.
Yeah, maybe you'll be there and you can...
I can try it. I can try it. I love this things on buns. We've got things on buns for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, we have no things on buns for dessert. Sorry, guys.
I feel like we could come up with something.
S'mores?
S'mores, yep.
On a graham
bun. Kind of a
bun.
Sandwich thing. I was at Universal Studios in California recently, and they had it was like a croissant that was like made into sort of like a, almost like a big muffin shape. It was almost like the shape of like a Costco muffin. Like
oh,
it's kind
whoa.
Of like squat and huge, but it was like a croissant. And then I was standing there in line waiting at the Jurassic Cafe by the Jurassic Park ride. And I was watching this guy cut them right through the middle and then like pipe some kind of like pastry cream on and fill it with strawberries.
The guy who was working there.
The guy who was
that.
Working there.
Okay.
I was like in line and I was watching them get it
That's
ready.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
When you were describing that, I thought it was like a guy sitting at like a table outside, like he brought that himself.
No,
and
no.
as you were describing it, I was like, I want to get to know that guy.
Right. Who is this guy who carried the stuff into the Universal Studios theme park with himself?
Yeah, those are my people.
That is so funny.
He's like, I'm going to have to eat this
food. That was like something they were offering at the restaurant.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I think that kind of wraps it up, doesn't
it? Totally. Yeah. Well, we'd love to hear your ideas, too. If you guys have great ideas on that, let us know.
Yeah.
Things on buns.
We sure hope you'll join us next time when we will be cooking from Persiana Every Day by Sabrina Gayor. Sarah, why did we pick this book?
Well, you found this book while you were traveling in the UK and were captivated by it. It's very beautiful. And it is sort of like everyday recipes with a Persian influence.
That should be a good one.
Yeah. Cook along with us between now and then. Just tag us on Instagram at Cookbook Club Show or send us a voice memo or a comment at cookbookclubshow@gmail.com. You can find us online at cookbookclub.show.
And remember to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss the next one. And if you have time to leave us a review, that really helps other home cooks find us too.
Goodbye.
Bye.